Hey guys, so I've been meaning to do this episode for some time. I will do this sort of episode once a month or so, or every kind of 4 to 6 weeks to remind people. Now, this is going to talk primarily on the topic of comparison, other people losing weight faster than you, your progress not being quick enough, all of that stuff, right? What you have to understand and appreciate is that we're all different. DNA, genetics, we're built differently. My progress, for example, compared to my brother's, is a lot slower. He is just genetically gifted, right? And I hate it. But I just work with what I've got, okay? The worst thing you can do on this journey and in life is compare yourself to other people. It is a waste of resources, a waste of time. One other thing you have to bear in mind is, yes, genetics matters. Other people's DNA is going to mean that they've probably got something in them that allows them to progress faster, lose weight quicker. But from a practical perspective, heavier people, like when you compare yourself to a friend or a relative who's heavier than you, it's the silliest, stupidest thing you could do. Because when you have an individual who's heavier, they will have more mass to spare, okay? So I'm going to go through an example. Let's say you've got an individual who's 90 kilograms and you yourself are around 70 or even 80, right? Obviously, scale number is not everything, and I've been through this with you, so you should know that by now. But if you do want to focus on some scale numbers, understand that that individual is going to lose weight a little bit quicker in their first couple of months, okay? The reason being, and this may shock you, but when you're trying to lose weight, you've not got a slow metabolism, you've actually got a fast metabolism, okay? Because when you're heavy, your body's got more mass, it needs more energy to run it. So the metabolism is actually more revved up, okay? It's just the excuse people make when they tried to do quick things, right? I get the same people, I'm not going to name anyone, I get the same people on Instagram DMing me once a month, once every other month, we've got a guide out, looking for that fix, looking for that quick thing, looking for that new method. Whereas if they just did the bloody stuff that works, which is keeping it simple, you know, going for walks, looking after your nutrition and being patient, they wouldn't need to do any of that, okay? It's the simple stuff that matters. Anyway, so metabolism is something that is more revved up the more heavier you are, okay? Now, when that individual who's 90 kilograms gets down to 80 kilograms, then their metabolism starts to adjust, okay? It's something called metabolic adaptation. Don't worry about what that means. You don't need to know any of that. But basically, in a nutshell, it just means that the calories that you were eating, the exercise you were doing, all of that now is not going to be sufficient. So you have to now adjust it and tweak it. And that's when, you know, you can work with someone to do it, or if you're knowledgeable yourself, you can look at how to do it, but obviously just be patient. That's the most important thing. So when you're comparing yourself to someone who's heavier, understand that they're going to lose a bit more weight. So don't look at them, look at yourself. But even so, why are you even doing this? What is it you're trying to do? Do you just want to see numbers come down, but you don't care how you look, how you feel? I'm assuming not, right? I'm assuming you want to be able to be comfortable within your own skin, try different outfits on, be comfortable out there, and when you have photos taken of you, look comfortable in those. I mean, that's what you really want, right? I know that is. Don't kid yourself, okay? Unless you're going for surgery where weight loss on the scale is obviously the most important thing. Okay, I understand that. But for the most part, if it's down to you just wanting to lose weight, look good, feel good, have some control back, have good health, energy, muscle tone, all of that good stuff, then scale numbers will not tell you any of that, unfortunately, okay? So stop comparing yourself. I think the popular little quotation, isn't it? Comparison is the thief of joy, which is true. So stop comparing yourself. If someone else is losing weight quicker, awesome, congratulate them, work on yourself. And I can almost 9 times out of 10 guarantee you that the individual who's losing weight a bit quicker than you, if you're both doing roughly the same thing, that individual is already gonna have more weight on them. So their body has it to spare. When you're more heavier and you've got more body fat on you, your body sees it as spare, okay? So understand that, and I promise you, this whole journey, this whole weight loss affair is going to be a lot easier because you can just focus on yourself the way it should be. So I've made this episode available on the client private podcast and on the public domain as well, because this is a topic that impacts everyone. So I really wanted this to kind of get through to you. Okay. So for the clients listening to this, obviously, you've got all of us supporting you, but on the public podcast, if you find that you struggle with this mindset, drop me a DM. You know, I'm always in the DMs these days. And I'll take time out to answer any questions, especially in relation to metabolism, because a lot of people have it flipped. They think, oh, I can't lose weight, and they immediately point to the metabolism, whereas they're actually not doing the stuff that would allow them to lose weight. Okay, so if you found this helpful, do consider leaving a review. This year, I'm going to be going quite heavy on the podcast, as in there'll be lots of content. So I do appreciate any thoughts, feedback, so that I know whether this is helping you, because that's the most important thing. Okay, folks, take care for now.